Hey, welcome to Two Blurred Girls. I'm Tamika, and that's Tamara. Half of Tamara. That's good enough, Tamara.
Get half of my face.
Yeah, that's good enough.
So I prop it up or stuff or anything. So you get half of my face, and you see Wonder Woman boyfriend up there.
Cheetah.
Oh. Oh, yes, I see. Good job, Tim. But yeah, we've been. Yeah, go ahead.
I said I'm in my bedroom, so.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's good enough for us, the viewers.
Yeah.
We've been away, you know, mostly trips and family stuff and sicknesses, but we're back. So thank you, everyone, for your patience. So let's get into the show. We want to do another documentary, and we're going to talk about some highlights from this documentary I found on Discovery Plus about the Lost Kingdom of the Black Pharaohs. Mostly the basis of this documentary is just that Egyptologists and archaeologists are on a dig to find out a new investigation of the secrets of who are these Black Pharaohs and where did they come from. So that's pretty much the basis of this documentary. You know, it's like part history, part you're going on the archaeological that's a mouthful dig with the scientists as well. So anything and stood out to you?
I just thought it was interesting that think that there were pharaohs in Sudan, you know, and when they said that, I was like, hold on a second, what? So I was confused about that part because, like they said in the documentary stuff that they were trying to look for, they didn't, it seemed like they didn't want people to know that there was a kingdom that had black, there's nothing but black people. So I just thought that part was interesting. And stuff. And also how the pyramids and how things came about and house and everything. And the crazy thing is that they were finding all this stuff during, it was very dangerous, you know? There was like a war, like climate change, and there was a lot of stuff that was going on in there. It's like, it makes me want to know more, you know, because I feel like there should be more information other than hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. I wish. Got it. And John Henry came in here and watched it with me. And it's funny. When they said black magic, he was like, wait, who has magic powers? He was thinking of Black Panther. And I'm like, oh Lord. Boyed a little bit. So, and he's actually reading Black Panther. So he's, that was real. I'm like, oh God. So he kind of fanboyed a bit, kind of fanned out. He thought it was interesting, but he had to leave because Kaylin said she wanted to
read stories. Yes, of course. Yes. Baby K, yes.
Yeah, gotta listen to the toddler.
But yeah, you bring up an interesting point because the Black Pharaohs are mostly, they're mostly from Kush, which is in Sudan. These pharaohs come from the 25th dynasty in Egypt that we don't really hear too much about, because in this, you know, when you go to school you hear about the ancient Egyptians and you know all about King Tut and everybody, and then you think, you know, oh, you used to hear these stories, right, from like these Afrocentric people growing up, and they were like, Egyptians were black, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't really know the race of Egyptians. I was just like, what are they talking about? And they were like, black pharaohs, black kings. And I was like, these people are crazy. But, you know, what you talked about, how there was this Egyptologist in 1917, and he did go to, let's see, he went to Kerma, I believe, George Reisner. He was the first to discover the site in Kerma.
And
he went there and he found, like, all these things, like the civilization and these ruins and everything else. And, you know, of course, like they said, he took basically the gold and the pretty stuff and left all the other stuff behind. But he never went public with what he found. And that was due to
because of dark skin.
The racist views at the time, even in the Egyptian studies. And, you know, that just made me think about what other moments in history or that we don't know about that people have not reported and just hidden. So that's why we don't know anything about these black pharaohs, the 25th dynasty, because they were white Egyptologists that found out about them. But because of the mindset at the time, they were writing like, you know, I found this great civilization, but, and I know it was in Sudan, but it was built by the Egyptians because Africans can't be that smart to build a civilization. So they just erased their
accomplishments. Well, that's the reason why they don't think that Egypt is in Africa. Because
yes, that whole thing.
They're saying not Egyptian, like an Egyptian. And they think Egyptians and Africa. Not realizing that they're the same people, because after you learn more that the Egyptians was trying to take property, but they said, ha, we got you. So they pretty much, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's just something that people to know that darker people conquer the people. But me personally, I felt like the Egyptians were more like Kaylin's complexion and not like me, you know, like in between kind of thing. And that's what I was for. Because, you know, of course, back in the day, people always picked white people. And, you know, most definitely Elizabeth Taylor does not have the right complexion. But later on in the years, they got brown-skinned women who kind of look like Pleiades, actual Egyptians. And then when you watch, you know, look at Layla. She's Egyptian, and she has the same hair texture as Kaylin, so... That's what actually they look like.
Oh, you cutting in and out a little bit too. But
I was proud of how I have my tablet. Sorry.
Oh no, I was gonna say I read something recently about the DNA of Egyptians. I think they said Cleopatra, like you said, it was a mixture. You know, like a. I think she had like a Greek type thing to her, or Mediterranean is how they view the Egyptians, you know, maybe some black, some African, but like a Mediterranean type thing, because they view their neighbors who I think the Kushites were in the southern region of Egypt or lower Egypt. They view them as barbarians.
Right.
And they view themselves, the Egyptians, as superior to them. So they were neighbors. Yeah, they were neighbors. They were really close together, and they intermarried. They intermarried.
Yep.
And they were neighbors, and they used the same now, you know. So So it just breeds this suspicion that they have for one another. You know, like mm-hmm. the Egyptians saw themselves as superior. Mm-hmm. They had all this European influence, like it's a guy named Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
You know, coming in, European influence. And you see mm-hmm. all these ancient civilizations, and you hear about all the great works they do. And that gets, I assume that gets back to Europe. And the Europeans, mm-hmm. I assume at this time, write the history, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was just really fascinating to me. Like we always talked about, whoever controls the history, that's how, well, I just messed up what I was going to say. He who writes history controls it or something like that. So mm-hmm. if there's a dominant party that, like, they know about history, or there's something they left out of history, mm-hmm. they could put that in the history books and just make up the story as they want to. And that's what happened with these this 25th dynasty of the Kushites. They were left out of history.
Yeah,
because if they reported them, then, you know, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just saying, like, there's a lot of things that they have left out history books. And it's not just the Black Pharaohs, but pretty much that you learn about history. Like, it seems like they trying to cover up, like, what really happened, because you probably felt like it's too controversial to talk about it. But sure, if you tell the truth, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't, like if the truth comes out, then people are going to get upset about it. So it's just like I really like the fact that we was watching this back in and get a better understanding, because now we see why a lot of people are saying that the pharaohs were Black. Ah.
Tara, you might as well show your face. You might as well show your face. I can't hear you. You're going in and out.
I'm on my tablet. I think I'm holding a microphone or something. This better.
You were making good points. You were making good points.
Yeah, I'm on my tablet, guys. I don't feel like getting my computer. Can you still hear me?
Oh, we heard a little bit of what you were saying. You were making some good points, though.
Damn it. Okay.
Just repeat it.
Repeat it again.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was a good point. Repeat it.
Yeah. I was just saying that some of the stuff that they don't put in the history books gets too controversial or something like mm-hmm. that. So it's not just it's just pretty much a lot of things. So it's like people want to know the truth. So if you don't tell them what it really is, so I'm just glad that we were able to, and we also see why people back in the day were saying, oh, there's Black. It was like, oh, you lying, you crazy, we don't know what you're talking about. And then you're like, oh, now I see why you said it. You know, though.
Yeah. I remember having a great aunt. Not a great aunt, but whatever she was to me, she had like, you know how sometimes the older people would have like Egyptian art, but it's Black people, and they had like Black kings, Black queens. It's like they knew before we did, and they mm-hmm. probably just didn't even dig this deep into the history, but they just knew somehow that there were Black pharaohs. And like you said, you hear these people, and we grew up with just Afrocentric people, And they would say they're black pharaohs, they're black this, they're black that. And we just brushed it off because all we knew from school was King Tut. And all the other people and the images we saw was, like you said, Elizabeth Taylor, Cleopatra, and Nefertiti, and all this other stuff. And
lighter versions.
Yeah, lighter
skin. Of what they really look like. Like, it was lighter skin to look like. Because technically, like, when you put my daughter, her person, you would think that she's Egyptian, but she's not.
Yeah. You look at the Egyptians today, they kind of look like that. There's a mixture.
Yeah.
Like how you see a Mediterranean, they're kind of like how the Egyptians look.
It seems like we were bamboozled, you know, hoodwinked and all
you were.
That stuff. Like, we was like, you know, and the thing is like, people are going to make the truth worse than what it really is, you know, and they're going to over-exalt truth and nothing but their truth. But it's just like, I don't know. It just from the beginning, instead of just being like, well, I guess I can, we're just racist back in the day, but still, just try to do your best to be like, black people are like this. They have their superior. They can't do that. So.
Well, also, too, eugenics, like how science said that Africans, like the brain and the skull of the African is smaller than the European. So you got that in the play. And then you got the Egyptologists. Like I said, George Reisner went to Kerma and he saw these accomplishments, but he didn't document that. He was like, no, I went to Kerma. There's no Africans who built this civilization or anything like that because Africans aren't intelligent. So you got all that supremacy that's coming into science and history. And these are the things that we are taught in our textbooks now. So, you know, you don't really know that there are Africans in Egypt. I mean, it's easy. That's why that's been going on for a decade where one person would say Egypt's not in Africa, and people say, oh, okay, and people were believing that for a decade until they finally looked at the map. So it's just like I said, just whoever has the power to control history, they control the narrative,
right?
And you got people for decades thinking that Egypt is not in Africa. And then when they say it is, they're like, oh, it's Northern Africa, not Africa, Africa.
Then what's the difference? Africa is Africa. Like, you get those people who's Moroccan, and he tells me that he's a real African. He's, you know what I'm saying? And he might be lighter than I am, but he's more African than me. People be so stupid. Like, you clearly can see it on the map there.
Yeah.
Why are you dumb?
They just believe what people tell them.
I can't. Really, I can't. I can't. I'm just gonna hug.
That's why I said, Tamara, for decades, people were just thinking that. Because a scientist said it. Okay. Well, so the real question is, how did this this black civilization, which was the Kushites, how did they rule Egypt but were erased from history? And we talked about how they were erased from history. And now we got to talk about how did they rule Egypt. And I think in the documentary, it said that mostly there was a weak link in Egypt, and at the time, like, the governments were crumbling, the empire was crumbling and everything. Well, I guess we go back, because at first Egypt, you know, like I said, they were working side by side using the Nile River. So at some point
the interracial
yeah Yeah, interracial marriages and trading. But at some point, I think they say in the 18th dynasty, that's when one of the rulers decided to conquer the royal kingdom of Kerma. And that's when they conquered and destroyed and burned all their stuff and then enslaved them or whatever, or working slaves or indentured servitude, whatever. I still think they enslaved them. But so they, that's how
that they were the ones.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, too. It's not just them, they probably were the ones too. It was like a mixture of the Jews and them.
Yeah. Oh yes.
That's my theory.
Yeah. The Egyptians did that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had the Jews and they probably had some of the Cushites as well. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know when the Jews were enslaved by the Egyptians. I don't know if it was earlier or the Cushites were before the Jews, but you're right, they were.
They did say it's in the Bible. I forgot what.
Yeah, there's evidence, archaeology, evidence of it too.
Yeah, I forgot. Did they say
Genesis? Exodus?
Genesis or Exodus? It was in the Old Testament. I'm not sure if he said, I don't know. I have to go back and watch it again because they mentioned. And his name is in the Bible.
Ramses?
But it was somebody that they said that if you go back and read the Bible, so basically what happened in Africa or around Egypt and the Kushites.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to do that. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
So the Bible. Bible is history, guys.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but still.
Yeah, it's history. Yep. History and life. That's what I think. But that's just me.
Yeah.
But anyway. But yeah, so we see that the Egyptians in the 18th dynasty took over the Cushites and enslaved them and burnt all their civilizations and all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. So you want to think, like I said, the question is, so how did the Cushites flip the script on the Egyptians? And in the documentary, it said, and I'm not really good at the whole numbering thing, but I think it said 1070 BC, the Egyptian government was collapsing. So there was cracks in this powerful foundation, and the rulers were going away, and Egypt at this time were ruled by priests, and the priests reached out to the I think the Cushites, because the Cushites they claimed divine kingship power through the cult of Amun. I'm saying that wrong
or something.
But yeah, and that's what the Egyptians claim, and the Cushites claim that. So when they claim that power, the priests saw that as influential, and one thing led to another, and they were following them. And then that's how the Cushites stepped in to take over Egypt, because at the time, like I said, Egypt was weak and they needed leadership. So the Cushites, they ran to their neighbors, and the Cushites said, okay, we'll take over from here. And,
the symbol.
They ruled.
The serpent.
Yeah. Oh, the two serpents.
The serpent on the, like, whenever you remember seeing the thing, I think they were saying, like, when I was trying to conquer the Cushites, they saw a mountain that looks like serpent that on his hat, and I forgot how what it was called.
Yeah, I forgot it too, but I know that they have a symbol of a cobra on the Egyptians. whatever that's called. Yeah, and then the Kushites, they adopted some of what the Egyptians did, but made it their own too. So they had, I think, two cobras. Their rulers had two cobras. And, you know, like I said, the Amon, however you pronounce it, the Egyptians worshipped him, but also the Kushites used him and added their traditions as well. But they, so when they were in Egypt, they built like pyramids, and they took over and everything else. And this began the 25th dynasty, and it lasted for a century. And you know, a few kings, I tried my best to pronounce their names, Kashtah and Tienki.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you say the Kushites cobras on their crown for pharaohs?
Yeah, it's like two cobras. And the Egyptians use one, but the Kushites use two.
Okay. Go on your computer, go under a new tab, and look at his thing. Just show
who?
Screen.
Oh, King Tut. Who, which one? Oh, King Tut. Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. I see where you're going. Wait, is that a serpent or what is that on top of his head?
I don't know. Snakes.
His, oh, wait, hold on. Let me see if I can.
There's one, another one out there.
Blow this up some. Let's see. That looks like. I like how they don't really. Come on, King Tut. Give me some images. Because if you look at
Ramses.
Give me them images, King Tut.
He only has one. Because Ramses has one serpent.
Oh, okay.
If you go under, if you search under Ramses, one cobra on his But if you search for King Tut, he has two.
What am I doing? I was trying to share. Yeah, I was trying to share. Yeah. Is this it? Okay. Scroll down to continue. Okay. Can you see that?
Hold on. Let me get out of what I'm in.
Oh, no, oh, I can't. Oh. Oh, okay. Here we go. We're just coming back, everybody. Okay, that looks like it's like I know that's a cobra, but that looks like a turkey. I don't know. That doesn't look like a cobra. It looks like some type of bird.
Yeah. Well, if you look at Ramses and Hemotep, let's look at him. Because okay. Hemotep has one as well.
So which one you want me to look at? Ramses?
Yeah, Ramses.
All right. Ramses. There's Ramses the second.
He's the second.
Any pictures of them? I think you just see statues. I guess the statue is good enough.
Yeah.
The internet is like really slow right now. But whoop, there you go. Okay. All right. Share screen. Sorry for the people that's listening. We're trying to describe everything we can. Okay. Cool. All right. So we're looking at the statue of Ramses II.
Now you see his.
Yeah, I see one cone.
So compare his to King. Compare his to King Tut's.
Oh.
Like, try to put them side by side.
Not sure how to. Ramses. Do they have a side by side comparison over here? Don't look like they do. But, yeah, I don't see a side by side here.
Oh, man.
Well, but I think
on their crown.
Yeah, like I said, it just hold on. I can look up King Tut crown. See what that tells me. Oh boy. Oh, what was see? People ask this too. What's that on his crown?
Yes.
Are they gonna tell me what it is? Oh, they want me to read it. Oh, this is from the 18th dynasty. So that was around the time that they invaded the Kushites. Okay. So I just need the basic facts. Oh, I can stop sharing. Nobody wants to see Wikipedia. We only go to Wikipedia for quick stuff, but we don't use it for papers, children. Okay. Are they going to tell me what it is or no? Do I have to read? And I should have did this before. Oh, vulture. See, it's a cobra and a vulture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because you think sometimes they just say that.
That did look like a bird. Like the guy behind us. Anyway, you can only see it from here. But the guy behind us, he has two cobras.
Yeah.
And I saw a beak on King Tut's crown.
So he wasn't a true Kush.
I don't think he is.
But
the Kush, like I said, they adopted some of the Egyptians, but then they added their own culture to it, and we're still figuring out the culture of the Kushites. And I didn't really dig too deep into it, but I know that they adopted some of the Egyptian practices, like burials and royal regalia. And they made it their own with their own gods and religious traditions as well. But so the Kush, they invaded, or not invaded, but they ruled Egypt for a century. And it was prosperous, and they united Lower and Upper Egypt together. And, they were doing a good job. Until they got ran out by the Assyrians. So when the Assyrians came, then that's when the whole dynasty, 25th dynasty, was ending, which they said it was 671 BC. That's what they said in the documentary. So when the Assyrians came, that's when their reign of the 26th dynasty began. So... But I thought the whole thing was interesting, just hearing about this ancient civilization we don't know about and how everything we've heard was limited. You know, Cleopatra and King Tut, Nefertiti, some people probably heard of Hatshepsut, and all those other queens and kings. But, I think this study is just beginning. And people are really digging into, like, what are the ancient Egyptians? And also, are there black pharaohs? And we see that there are, because they dug up statues of them. And I think in May, the Louvre had an exhibit on the 25th dynasty. So they exist. There's evidence they exist. There's archaeological, I'm having a time with that word. Digs. And their statues exist. Their statues are on display. So their story in history is coming unearthed, and we're learning about it now. And I think it's pretty cool, and I would like to know more.
I wish it was a little longer.
Yeah, me just, too.
I wish about it. So.
No, I agree. I wish that there was like a part two and a three and a four. But I know YouTube has some documentaries on it, but it just doesn't seem like it's enough information on it. Or maybe it's gonna come out in a couple years or so, but I would like to follow up on the story and learn more about the 25th dynasty and what else that was hidden, what other part of their history was hidden, you know.
We need to know all of the things.
Yeah, we do. But yeah, I'm excited though about this part of history. Like I'm excited that, you know, those Afrocentric people that we grew up with, they were right. You guys were right. Okay.
You're right.
I'm just excited to learn so much about these. I think it was five Kushite kings. And I'm excited to learn about them. I'm excited to learn about the Kushite history, what they were like. I'm just fascinated with the fact that they ruled in Egypt and that they built civilizations and they left their mark in Egypt. And it's probably things we thought that the Egyptians built, but the Kushites built them.
Right. Sorry, John Henry just came in.
Hey, John Henry. I'm just trying to read. What's going on?
He just left. So the Kushites lived in Kush, as Nubia, around BC, and around 480. It was a region in East Africa, and what is today Southern Sudan was influenced somewhat by their Egyptian neighbors to the north.
So. John trying to show out on my podcast. Ain't that cute? He's so cute. Go away, John.
So basically, Nubians is probably Kushites. Nubians.
Yeah, something like that. I think it's modern day Sudan. Most of the archaeological
they are
in I'm gonna say it right tomorrow. I'm not saying it right tonight. Where most of those people that dig for stuff, that's where they go. So modern Sudan is I guess where most of this is taking place at.
Let's see. For Kushites. For instance, characterized by the Kushites, people fear near and far, and a nation mighty and so it's Isaiah. It was Isaiah 18:2. They're in the Bible. And
Is that Isaiah?
Yes.
Cool. I'll look that up.
So this is consistory reputation in ancient Egypt and East in mineral. So Cush is in the Bible, y'all. And also, the Cushites were dark skinned, 1823. And a couple of Cushites are mentioned in the Bible. Cushite woman, Numbers 12:1.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can open this up. That's
interesting.
So if you search for it, it's in there. So they did say it was in the Bible. Let's see. Moses married a woman in Numbers 12:1. And it was, and it was a goose of Aspaslon's death to King David 2:18-20 through 21 and 31 through 32. So other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe they were around the same. Huh?
It says Cush devours his name, a son of Ham, a son of Noah. Genesis 10:7 of Cush is mentioned throughout the Old Testament, and the Cushites regular with Israelites.
Okay.
So, yep.
So maybe they were around the same time that they were enslaved, the Jews and the Cushites. Maybe were enslaved by the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to dig into that. Yeah. Like I say, it's very interesting. And I actually need to see if I can find books on the Black Pharaohs and the Cushites. But yeah, like all of their history is just now being unearthed, and their accomplishments, their rich in agriculture and ceramics. They found in just pieces of their pottery and their artistry now, and they're on display at museums and such. I know that it's been hard for the people that dig up things, because I don't know why I can't say their name. I know it's been hard for them because of funding. And then in Sudan, there's many wars going on. So it's really hard to get there, to get to those sites to dig up more of the history of the Cushites.
Right. And the thing is that it makes me wonder, because you remember the movie, what was it? Because Val Kilmer was the voice of Moses.
Oh, Prince of Egypt.
Prince of Egypt, yes. You've seen the Cushite, and her skin color was brown, even though Michelle Pfeiffer was her voice.
You know, I have not seen that movie in such a long time, and it's been on my mind off and on lately. I need to go ahead and look at it.
I thought I did a good thing in that movie. 1998.
It's probably on the Disney Channel too, I think.
I think so. But if you look at their skin tone, and they said his wife is a Cushite. So.
Okay.
Miriam.
Oh, Miriam was a Cushite?
Looks like she's a Cushite.
Oh, wow.
But I don't think she was.
Well, their intermarriage, like I said, there was an intermarriage between the Cushites and the Egyptians. You know, before they got into this huge battle. Oh yeah, and also they said the Cushites, most of their wealth, because they said Egyptians were kind of jealous of them too, because they were amassing this wealth. Most of their wealth was from trading, you know, like slaves, gold, and stuff like that. And they used the Nile as a transportation for these trades. Mm-hmm. So they were acquiring great wealth too. So yeah, I guess the Egyptians said they got to go. It's competition.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's about all I could think about from the documentary. And probably like when Christianity came, some of the Kushite religion and temples were probably further erased, you know, like mm-hmm. getting that away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
and I think I guess they like also said that there was like a huge flood that pretty much.
Natural disasters, stuff like that.
Yeah, I got destroyed by the. So.
Yeah, like I say, everything is just not being on Earth, and there was so many challenges that took place. To hide their history or to erase their history. So right. I'm glad it's all coming out now.
Right.
Yeah, I just hope it's in the history books for the kids, which I know that in the future. Yeah, I know it's a long shot, but I just wish that the kids now would know so much more than we were taught, because
mm-hmm.
we were mm-hmm. just taught the basics of King Tut,
and right?
King Tut and cartoons and. That's all we knew was King Tut, basically.
And right.
Paper mache Egyptian hats and walk like an Egyptian songs and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Egypt has been in the culture for
decades. Mm-hmm.
But now it's time for the Kushites, the 25th dynasty, to get into the culture.
Yeah, they gotta come out.
Yeah. Sorry. It's fine. Anything else that...
Damn. I'm sorry. It's just it's like my tablet.
It's okay. The show is almost over with. Is there anything else? That you wanted to talk about or that stood out to you?
No. I pretty much and also I got my friend, so.
Oh yeah, I need to get that friend too. But yeah, so that's our show. It's a quick show. But yeah, like okay. I said, I agree with you. I wish that. So the documentary again is called Lost Kingdom of the Black Pharaohs, and mm-hmm. it's on Discovery Plus, but I don't know where else it is. But I wish that there was a part two to this, because I would like mm-hmm. to go further with it. But you can look on YouTube, and they have a lot of stuff. Just look up 25th Dynasty, Egypt. Then you'll find some things on it. But yeah, so subscribe and like to our show. You can also follow us on Facebook, Two Blurred Girls Podcast. And the war is still going on. Do your support to support the people of Ukraine. Hashtag Stand With Ukraine. Also, you can follow us on Facebook at Two Blurred Girls _podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Two Blurred Girls Podcast, and you can also see all the videos we have done. Please watch them and listen to our podcast as well. You can follow us on Twitch, Two Blurred Girls Podcast. And as I mentioned, we have an audio podcast. We're on Apple. We are on Google. We're on iHeartRadio. We are on Anchor. We're on Good Pods. And we are also on Amazon Music and Audible and other places as well. So subscribe to basically both. You can see us, but you can also listen to our beautiful, majestic voices.
Yes. You can also hear my muffled voice too.
Yeah, you can listen to our voice and then you can listen to us cuss like sailors, and it's so much fun.
Yes. Love it.
Yes, I know. We're on Amazon Music. Yeah, so that's our show. Not sure what we doing next Friday, but we'll wing it and we'll let you guys know. But follow us on our social media platforms and we'll let you know what we're gonna do. How about that?
Mm-hmm. All right. How about them apples?
Yes. So we are signing off. We did pretty good coming back our first day. Thank mm-hmm. you to everyone for bearing with us.
Shit. And we'll sorry.
See? Potty mouth. But yeah, we thank you everyone for bearing with us while we were away, and tune in next Friday and look out for, you know, all our promos on all our social media sites, and that will tell you what we're gonna discuss next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to say.
Bye y'all.
But we love you guys for watching and listening. So thank you. Bye.
Thank you.